definitely has an interest. John Henry, and a lot of people are going to cringe on this, who support Liverpool because they're going to want to hear the opposite, but I believe this to be true, knows nothing about football. He's looking at this as a way to make money, and of course it's a prestige purchase. What John Henry will do, however, is hire the people that he believes will put him in the best position to raise trophies and to make a lot of money. He is not going to be the proverbial meddling owner.
Just bear with us, because there's going to be a lot of calls on this subject, no doubt. But before we go too far into it, I feel that it's with all due respect that we should pay tribute to the person who would have been the top story had it not been for this. The great manager, Malcolm Allison, for people of a different generation, a younger generation. Do you want to tell us your memories of Malcolm Allison? Tell us how great he was.
Well, first of all, yes. Has he just died?
He just died. Did you not know?
No, I didn't know. Well, I'm gobsmacked. And well, this is a hugely, hugely important figure in the development, certainly tactically, of English football. And I think if you can say he played a contributing factor in England winning the World Cup in 1966, because that's so much a West Ham achievement. And Malcolm Allison was there at West Ham, played for years for West Ham, had a problem with tuberculosis, which effectively ends his career. And I think he didn't play in the first division for West Ham, but his protege did. And his protege was a certain Bobby Moore, who went on to achieve a thing or two. And was the man, of course, who lifted the World Cup in 66. At West Ham, they had a tactical culture. Yeah, after the games, they would go to the Italian cafe and they would sit around and they would talk football. And Bobby Moore always said that Malcolm Allison taught him that these things that was most important in his entire career. As you're looking around